welcome. You're listening to the Leading Goat Podcast. My name is VJ Williams, here with my friend and pastor, Kevin Jack. Thank you for joining us and taking time out of your day to become a better leader. If you're new, welcome. We release a new episode every Wednesday morning. We would love for you to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Get that delivered automatically. Also, share this with a friend on Facebook and Instagram or YouTube. And please rate and review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. You won't believe how that helps get this podcast in the hands of so many more leaders like you trying to get better like us. Visit leadinghope.online to get updates and find out more about the Leading Hope community. Continuing our series on shepherds.
Wrapping up and continuing.
Shepherds and leaders. And this is 224. Kevin, you've titled this When to Shepherd.
Yep.
When to Shepherd.
So let me start with a story.
I love stories.
So Carl Bart wrote this 6-volume just like summation of theology.
Oh.
Okay. So he wrote this 6-volume work. I forget how many pages it was. Thousands and thousands of pages. And one day he got a letter from this group of students that said, I'm going to get some of the numbers off, but I've got the general idea. It said, hey, Dr. Bart, we're so grateful for you. Having completed your 6-volume summary of theology, we have noticed these 12 discrepancies, things that are incongruent with your theology that we would love your explanation on.
Oh.
And so Carl Bart gets the letter, and then the students receive a letter back from Carl Bart, and it says, dear students, thank you so much for reading my work. It's so helpful to know that people are actually reading and digesting the things that I have published. That's life. Carl Bart. Is that not awesome?
That is awesome.
I love it. Like, please clear up these things that we've carefully found. That's life.
That's life.
And so this is, we titled it When to Shepherd. I maybe should also title this like, That's Life.
That's life.
Because what we're going to say today maybe looks incongruent with some of the categories that we've created before. Okay.
Yep.
And I just want you to know, I'm fully comfortable with the lack of congruence. I'm fully comfortable with the apparent, hey, this doesn't match what you've said. And so what we've walked through over the last 3 weeks, again, started with this conversation of someone who found that the lid to their organization was they put people in shepherd spots, yeah, and they became the ceiling when they really needed to put leaders. And it's created a conversation within our team when we were talking through like, hey, you have more of a shepherd bent than a leadership bent, and people going, what is that?
Yeah.
And so over the last 2 weeks, the most important part of this was we created a list of, hey, this is what it looks like to only shepherd, and this is what it looks like to add leadership. I want to be clear, not what it looks like to care and not care,
right?
What it looks like to add leadership ability and leadership perspective to an already existing care you have for people, which we have defined as love.
Yeah. Which is just an important qualifier.
Yeah. And so then you asked a question. I can't remember if it was in the last episode or 2 episodes ago, because we recorded them back to back as we went through this list.
Yeah.
You asked the question to one of the items on the list, and it was the item was, I'm gonna miss which one it is. Shepherds will apply their time based upon proximity and need. Leaders will apply their time based upon your potential.
Yes.
And you go, what about someone's salvation?
Yeah.
And I said, we'll talk about it later.
And now it's later.
This is later.
We're later.
And so
that's life.
That's life. So I don't want to leave people confused, but I do want people to see that I believe that there's times you need to take off the leadership hat.
It's great.
And let me give some examples and then create some categories, and then we'll see where this goes.
Yeah.
I had a good friend I've known my whole life, and she worked on staff with us in Ohio at Be Hope.
Yep.
And my relationship with her predated her time on staff, and I promised would extend far beyond, yep, her time on staff. And we just kind of had this code. She would walk into my office and she said, I need your friend hat on, not your boss hat. Take a second. Got it.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, it was a metaphorical hat. If someone thinks I actually had a literal friend hat, which looking back on, I should have had a friend hat.
Yes, you should have just put it on. And you're like, actually, like you could have bought a friend's hat, like a literal friend.
Oh, yeah.
Hat. Like, you know.
Get like a Joey, how you doing?
Yeah. Maybe not that one. Wrong one.
Wrong hat. And so, but it was this spot where she did not need me as a leader.
Right.
She needed me as a friend.
Yeah.
For our categories that we're talking as a shepherd, but I just want to keep that category of friend.
No, that's great.
And so I just knew in those moments, like, I can't let anything that is said impact her work. I can't let anything that is said. I'm not giving her advice as a boss.
Right.
I'm not focused at all on her role. I'm just focused on who they are as a person
right.
in that moment. And so I would just say it as there are times that my family is in far more need of my shepherding than my leadership.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that my kids, and I've gotten used to, they're old enough now, where just go, do you want my advice or do you want me to listen? And honestly, to their credit, 80% of the time they say, I want your advice. But there's times they go, I just want you to listen. I don't need you to make this better. I don't need you to move me to a better spot. I just need you to be relationally present in this moment.
That's great.
I would say it as my closest friends do not value my leadership ability. I say that in a good way. I'm not saying they don't care
right.
who I am, but their care for me is not because of what I can do.
Right.
Their care for me is because of who I am.
Right.
And if I step into those positions as a leader instead of just as a person, I've actually done great damage to the relationship.
Yeah.
And so to say, it's not my job to go, well, let me set some goals for you. Let me outline some objectives.
Yeah.
If they ask for that, I can do that. But that's not my priority in those moments.
Yeah. So I think the question in that scenario then just becomes, is it only friends and family that you would take that position with? Or is there times that you need to take that position with others?
No, I believe wholeheartedly. Also, I would add in that in our organization, in crisis.
Never waste a crisis.
In crisis, the organization needs to see that I care more about us being good than about us becoming great.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
And if I view, and I believe wholeheartedly in that never waste a crisis, but relational personal crisis is not something that should be leveraged.
Yeah.
The thing that when love is the thing that comes out in that moment,
yeah.
You've already done what's best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it the irony in those moments too is that when you've done that, you've actually done the greater thing anyway.
Absolutely.
Anyway, even though it may not feel great. Because you feel like you're, whatever, losing ground, not meeting expectation, standard may have fell. But you gain the traction on one end that you will fully recover on the other.
Yeah. And I would say, like, the important thing that I want to say for the, like, super strategically minded person is I'm not saying appear to care.
Right.
I'm saying actually care.
Right. Yeah.
When there's personal crises in the lives of our team, I do not filter that through the category of what is the best use of my time.
Yeah.
I filter it through the category of I need to be relationally present in this moment. That is what is best for them.
Yeah. This whole series has been just even more of a double down on my personal bent.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I'm an extremist in both ways.
Okay.
Like I am extreme on finding people at their, I've asked God for this. So it's not like it's, you know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah,
help me find the guy that was me. Sometimes it's not a guy.
Yeah.
But generally it's someone that is far from where God had always intended them to be. And it's like really bad.
Yeah.
And I, at that point, I'm not worried about like helping them come up with a strategy to plan a campus.
Correct.
But I'm going to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, there's no one that I don't see as having the ability to become what God created them to be. I just don't think that's a thing. If I believe in God's character and who he is, I don't think he wants people to stay where they are. Now, there's extremes on both of those ends, because I have to do some things that I don't want to do in order to get where they are.
Yep.
Time, money, resources. Like, you know what I mean? I have to expend a lot to get to there. But man, I'm not on a literal timetable, but I'm certainly going, are they progressing?
Yeah.
And then the next part is, and we just had this conversation this morning. I told you that a couple weeks ago, that this person who would be like, how much time do we spend with this person? Well, what's the goal? The goal will define how much time you spend with them.
Yeah.
And that's what the difference between the shepherd and the leader does. You have to define what the actual goal is, because then it determines how much time you spend. It may take you 10 more times to do the actual thing you want to do.
Absolutely.
And that's what's so important about this conversation is we're not trying to give a prescription for exact time allotments. We're not trying to give you a prescription for how you know exactly what it looks like to absolutely shepherd someone and absolutely lead them. But you know. You know, and down deep internally, like, Jesus kind of gave us a prescription for this, right? Depending on the person. Like, how long did he talk to the rich young ruler?
Yep.
Like 10 seconds.
That was it.
Right? Like, he didn't, like, right? I mean, yes, he was a shepherd, but he was very telling of the point right there. You give up everything, sell it all, and you can go.
Yep.
You can go up there.
Yep.
Right? He wasn't like, hey, walk with me down the road, and we'll talk about this for 10 more minutes. Or 10 more days, or 10 more years. This is what you have to do. And so I just look at those examples, and I'm like, it's the person. The person determines how I lead.
And I think the thing that I've wanted to communicate throughout this whole thing, again, is not to view shepherd and leading as different ends of a paradigm.
Yeah.
But to help people see that if they're not putting on their leadership hat when their bent is to shepherd, they're not actually loving people well.
Right.
And I also want people to see that if they're not willing to take off their leadership hat, their personal life will fall apart.
Yeah.
And the organization is going to suffer.
Yeah.
And it's like the person who can only see things through the lens of impact will be ruthless in the worst possible use of that word.
Yeah. Every time. And it's something that all leaders and everyone who's trying to lead at the level that of which their potential is will discover.
And if maybe there's like one application we can draw from this conversation today, okay?
Yeah.
Is to say, I think the thing that kills discernment is the idea of precedent. And that people get this thought of to go, well, if I do this now, then I have to do it for everyone. And to go, we've heard this.
Yeah.
And I just look at that and I go, who's setting those rules? Like, who's enforcing that?
Yeah.
In the leader's desire to do what is fair, they end up doing what is not right. Hmm. And so to go, with some individuals, you're going to be able to spend more time. With others, you're not.
Yeah.
With some people on your team, you're going to be able to give them a long leash.
Yep.
And develop into it. With others, you're not.
Yeah.
And your goal in every single scenario is not to be worried about the precedent that you're created. Like, you're not the judicial system. Don't act like you are.
Yeah.
Your role in every scenario is to try to do what is right in that moment.
Yeah.
And if you do that, I really believe you'll find the balance of when should my focus be on care and when should my focus be on movement and how do I love people best in the midst of all these situations.
Yeah.
But if we're worried about precedent, that falls apart.
Yeah. Do you have an example of that? You don't have to.
I have so many examples. I can't even possibly think of one.
Good.
Then like all the times I've been in meetings and we've suggested this would be best. And like we talked the 1 week of it, say the leader does what is best for the individual and the organization. And how many times we've actually figured out a possibility when someone was in a bad spot of to go, this would be the best scenario. And then someone always in the room goes, well, does that mean we're going to have to do it for everyone? And the answer is No.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
And if they accuse us of being unfair, I'm willing to take that because I'd much rather do what I feel is right in the moment than be accused of being unfair.
Yeah, and that's so good. I'm not ascribing this to a shepherd, so don't hear me as ascribing this to a shepherd, but it could play out in that scenario, which is we're all created equal.
Yep.
But not everything's fair.
Absolutely.
But the person who's not aware of that will most likely try to create fairness as a priority versus the thing that has to happen for everyone to have the best opportunity to get better.
Yep.
That's hard. People don't want to make that decision. And I can see in the name of care, you use the word fair.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just
don't want that to be the case because how many people who could be great leaders are held back because they weren't put in a position of doing the next right thing versus it the fair thing that set everybody back.
Yep.
I just don't think that's helpful to anybody.
And I
even the fair.
If I could just give like maybe the easiest parallel is to go, if I do what is fair for all of my kids and I'll just replace the word equal.
Yeah.
I don't do what's right by almost any of them.
Right.
Instead of go like all the time we're having this conversation, if they got to do this, why can't I do this?
Yeah.
And to say, well, like attitude of responsibility enable you to have privileges.
Yeah.
Instead of go, I'm not equally distributing privileges.
Yeah.
They're customized based upon where you are and what you can handle and what's best for you.
Yep. And that gets even harder the more kids you plop out.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Although the word plop made me squirm a little bit. I'm just going to acknowledge that in this moment.
I just wanted to see a smile. That was all I needed. We've got 3 minutes left. This has been a very interesting and dynamic, not one size fits all conversation. Yeah. Because there's so many nuanced things. And again, going back, it's not a and or. It's a both, and to be a shepherd and a leader is the goal.
Yep.
The goal is both.
Yep.
And knowing when to be both.
Yep.
How would you best, here's the question for you. As someone who prides himself on being both, what's your greatest advice? Remember, I'm not listening now. I'm the kid that wants the advice. For the listener to say, what do I need to do to be both? And I want to start that tomorrow.
Oh.
Or now.
I think it's two things.
Yeah.
Is, and this is not structural or systematic. It has to be relational.
Yeah.
Is you have to love the people that you're with. And you have to believe more in their potential than they do.
It's great.
And I think if you love them, you will adequately care for them when it is needed. But if you believe in their potential more than they do, you will lead them better than they can lead themselves.
That's great. That's great. Well, that's all we've got then. Thank you so much for joining us and continuing this journey of shepherds and leaders. Episode 224, When to Shepherd. If you're new to the podcast or haven't yet subscribed, it'd mean the world to us if you did that now. Also post about it. Rate and review or both. You won't believe how that helps get this podcast in the hands of so many more leaders like you trying to get better like we are every week. We love hearing your stories of how the podcast is working in your life or business or family or everywhere that it possibly could because it's so important. DM us. Let us know if you have questions, comments, encouragements. We take those too and send it our way. We would love to hear from you. And remember, everyone has 20 minutes to learn to become a better leader. Make it count.